Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Many of you who have been listening to our radio program recently have been hearing me share with you about our special outreach this past December called Christmas Across America. This is a brand new ministry outreach of Child Evangelism Fellowship nationwide with a focus of reaching 100,000 new children with the gospel by telling the children the real meaning of Christmas that's all about our Lord Jesus. In every state and in all the CEF local chapters within each state, our whole CEF USA family participated in this nationwide outreach, including here in Illinois. It was a lot of work, time, energy, effort, and even sacrifice, especially on the part of our CEF missionary staff here in Illinois, but now looking back, it was worth it all. Not all the statistics are in yet, but I wanted to just share with you today what God did in and through the special outreach this past December called Christmas Across America. Altogether, our Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois missionary staff, volunteers, and also through our many church ministry partnership relationships, CEF of Illinois conducted over 56 Christmas party clubs. All of these Christmas party clubs, except for two earlier ones that took place at the end of November, immediately after Thanksgiving, were conducted within the total month of December. These Christmas party clubs were literally held in practically every corner of our state. In the Northwest area, in cities like Rockford, Moline, Davenport, and Silvis, Illinois. In the Northeast area, Christmas party clubs were held in Chicago, Zion, Vernon Hills, and even in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Below and surrounding Chicago, Christmas party clubs were held in Aurora, Huntley, Montgomery, Joliet, Lockport, Romeoville, Morris, and even Kankakee, Illinois. In the central area of Illinois, here in this area, we had many Christmas party clubs in Peoria, Washington, Eureka, Goodfield, Bartonville, Springfield, Lincoln, and Millwood. In the eastern and western edges of our state, Christmas party clubs were held in Fairmont and Paris on the Illinois east side, and Alton, Granite City, Collinsville area on the west going towards St. Louis. Our newest area of ministry development is taking place in and around southern Illinois that also included several Christmas party club outreaches that they had there in Hillsboro, Carbondale, DeSoto, and Grand Tower, Illinois. We just praise the Lord for all that He has done in opening up all of these areas. But all of these 56 Christmas party clubs were not only held in various cities, but also in various locations such as churches, homes, public elementary schools, Christian schools, community centers, recreational centers, youth homes, a shopping mall, fairgrounds, camp, and even in a local fire station. We praise the Lord for all the many ways that He has gone before us and opened up all these doors of opportunity to share with the boys and girls the good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in each one of these locations. Altogether, CEF of Illinois has reached in just the month of December alone over 1,115 children with the gospel, and the best news is that 25 of these boys and girls, these children, have made a personal profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Again, we just praise the Lord for all that He has done. But the real story behind our Christmas Across America outreach here in Illinois is not about the numbers, but is all about what God did and how children's lives can be impacted and were impacted by the gospel. Just recently, this January after Christmas, I asked several of our CEF directors in Illinois to just share with me some stories that they had from the Christmas party clubs and the Christmas outreaches that happened this past December. Robin Williams, who serves in our newest CEF local chapter area down in southern Illinois, she shared with me the following ministry report and testimony with me. She said Christmas parties were conducted at several public schools during after-school Good News Clubs and at the Grand Tower Baptist Church. It was exciting, she said, to see so many children attend the Grand Tower Christmas party with 16 new children who do not have a church home. She said the pastor, his wife, and her were standing and they were talking during refreshment time, and she said she was amazed to learn that every child in attendance was unfamiliar to the church. The pastor, she said to me, "We do not know any of these children." She then went on to say, "My heart was again blessed when a 7-year-old girl who had received Jesus at the invitation asked me to come out to the parking lot to speak with her mother." The little girl said with excitement in her voice, "Tell her, tell my mom what I did today." Her mother was excited to hear about her daughter's decision to follow Christ. "I was then able to give her the service times for the church and tell her that the pastor and the folks at Grand Tower Baptist would love for them to come to worship on Sunday. Also, three other children made a first-time profession of faith decision in Christ during the Christmas Party Club outreaches held in Southern Illinois. Lots of seed were also planted. Happy birthday to the King. But you know, this wasn't the only ministry report that we have received. Several churches and pastors who hosted the Christmas Party Club in their church were very excited about the outreach potential, and now they want to schedule a Fide Club this summer at their church. We also heard many times it wasn't just the children who heard the gospel at these Christmas Party Clubs, but also parents, teenagers, and other caregivers that heard the gospel as well. At an Angel Tree Christmas Party Club at a church in Springfield, we actually had more adults than children, but the adults were just as interested in the Bible lesson as the children were. One of the grandmothers of one of the Angel Tree children who had a parent in prison, she came up afterwards and she talked to me and she said, you know, I really enjoyed that lesson too, and hearing about the Christmas story from the Bible that goes all the way back to Genesis to the beginning, I learned a lot. We also heard that as a result of some of these Christmas party clubs, that some of the parents are now begging our staff to start a Good News Club in their public schools. From the Joliet area, one of our workers said, overall, it was a very positive response for both the saved and unsaved parents. The facts of the meaning of Christmas were clearly given. In one party club, at least 12 to 15 parents stayed and heard the gospel presentation, received free Bibles and also Jesus Film DVDs, and then they signed up their children for our upcoming Good News Clubs in their school for 2016. Some children that we had specifically prayed for and invited to our clubs arrived for the special Christmas outreach as well. We were amazed at what God did, and they went on to share that there was even one little girl with a Buddhist father who was escorted to our party by her mom, and she told our CEF worker that she wants to start attending our church. Praise the Lord! These are only some of the stories that we are hearing back from the field. Just this week, when I was dropping off my 7-year-old son at school, a mother stopped me in the hallway to tell me how much her little girl has enjoyed watching The Story of Jesus for Children, a DVD that we gave out to all the children that came to the Christmas party clubs. The mom said that her daughter loves to watch it over and over again, and then she said, you know, I usually monitor how much time my kids watch TV, but it's all about Jesus, so I'm all for that. And that's what the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship is all about, making the name of Jesus known to the future generations. Our goal from first to last is to evangelize children with the gospel, to disciple them in the Word of God, and to establish them in a Bible-believing church home for further spiritual growth and Christian living. One of the things I've learned in ministry over the years is the importance of reporting back and sharing with others not only what your ministry is, but reporting back to your donors and prayer partners what it is that God is doing in and through your ministry outreach. In fact, I believe it is a biblical principle that we can glean from the Bible, from cover to cover, that we are to report back and share with God's people, giving testimony to what God has done in our life and in the lives of others that we minister to. I call it bringing back a good report. If you think about it, in the New Testament, this is exactly what the Apostle Paul did. When the church in Antioch sent out Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey, they then came back and reported back to the church of Antioch and then also to the leaders in the church of Jerusalem, telling them all of the wondrous things that God was doing in bringing the Gentiles to Christ. Throughout all the years of the Apostle Paul's ministry, he regularly kept in contact with all of his churches, not only to bring back a good report of what God was doing, but also to be a blessing to them and bring to them the Word of God and encouragement. If we look also at the Gospels, the same thing happened when Jesus sent out the 12 and then the 70. After going out and sharing the good news of the gospel that the kingdom of God is near, the 70 came back full of joy, the Bible says, excitedly reporting to the Lord Jesus all that they had seen and done. But in just a few short words in Luke chapter 10, the Lord Jesus reminds his disciples to rejoice not in what God had done through them in performing these great acts and mighty miracles, but to always keep before them the greatest reason to rejoice of what God has done for them, and that their names are written in heaven. So many times in ministry, we can easily get hung up on stats and statistics and camp out on Mountain Glow Ministry High, basking what God did through us and how he used us in ministering to others. But over and over and again, we need to remember that ministry is not about us. It's about the Lord, and our greatest joy should always be remembering what the Lord has done for us in saving us. And then all of our ministry is simply an overflow of what God has done for us that we simply want to share with others. But the classic and most well-known passage of the importance of bringing back a good report comes to us from the Old Testament, from the book of Numbers, chapter 13, and what happened to Israel at Kadesh Barnea. We all know the little Sunday school song ditty that says, you know, 12 men went to spy on Canaan, 10 were bad and 2 were good. But as much as we love that Sunday school song, it's not really the full story. God had told Moses to send out 12 leaders from the 12 tribes of Israel to go and search out all the land, the good land that God was giving to Israel. But instead of trusting in all the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God in the past, 10 of the 12 leaders failed to remember anything that God had done for them and saw only the giants in the land, the giant armies, and the giant wall staring down at them, filling them with fear and erasing all their faith in a faithful and good God. And that's why 10 of these men, except for Caleb and Joshua, failed to bring back a good report of the good land that God was giving to them. They saw only the mountain of problems instead of the Almighty God who made the mountains and who can move any mountain. I find this exact same thing, though, happening to me so often in ministry. Instead of trusting in the Lord and depending on Him, I stare at the mountains, and I look at all the ministry challenges before me, and I lose faith in my ever faithful and good God. I remember when we were first presented with the idea and the opportunity for the Christmas Across America outreach, there were so many thoughts that went through my head, and some of them were not very good. I wondered, how in the world can we, as a staff, how are we going to be able to add even one more thing in our December calendar? But over and over again, the Lord reminds me that ministry and ministry development and even ministry growth and outreach is never about us and dependent upon us, but is always about what God is doing. God is only calling us to do our part in partnering together with Him and to rest in our good and more than able great God. I find it so interesting that 40-plus years later, when Israel finally entered into the Promised Land and Joshua and Caleb, along with the rest of Israel, were conquering the land by faith in their faithful God, that now Caleb, 85 years of age now, came to Joshua to talk to him about a certain piece of land that God had promised to him 45 years ago. Caleb then said to Joshua, "I wholly follow the Lord my God. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now. Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. If so be the Lord be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord has said." I love those words. Give me this mountain. This past December, those words, give me this mountain, they just kept ringing in my heart and my mind. Lord, this seems too much. We don't have the staff. We don't have the funds. How are we going to schedule all these party clubs before Christmas? Give me this mountain. Lord, what about all these funds that we need before the end of the year and the giving and all that our end of the year mailings we need to get out? How are we going to get all this done? Give me this mountain. Finally, those words, they broke through. In the same way that Caleb, back in the Promised Land days, wasn't trying to conquer the mountain in his own strength, but in the Lord's and trusting in the promise that God would be with him, so now also God was calling me to not take on mountains of ministry in my own strength, but instead give my mountains to God and let God move them. God was saying to me, "Katrina, give me this mountain. Trust in me." I wish I can say that I've learned my ministry mountain lessons and that I'll never have to repeat them again. But one thing that I can say looking back this year, including in the month of December, and now looking ahead to this new year in 2017, that God is more than able to move any mountain, and I simply want to report back to you and testify to others the goodness and faithfulness of our great God that can do anything, including the mountain things. Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and may you trust and rest in the Lord this new year and in your great God who's more than able to do anything, and passing on His faithfulness and faith in the Lord to the future generations.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. I don't want to forget, so please tell me.